Jamaica's tourism product continues to dominate the global stage. On this week's Tourism Roundup, we tell you about the country's ranking as the top three island in the world. And in our No Jamaica feature, we enjoy the serenity of Holland Bamboo in St. Elizabeth. The Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, is celebrating the third place ranking of Jamaica by travel website TripAdvisor on its World's Best Islands list. The country was also ranked number one in the Caribbean. TripAdvisor, a travel planning and booking website, highlights the world's top islands based on the quantity and quality of reviews and ratings for hotels, restaurants, and attractions. The data was gathered over a 12-month period from destinations worldwide. Director of Tourism Paul Pennycook says he believes the ranking is based on the warm hospitality travelers receive when they visit the island.
These are the customers, the clients of TripAdvisor who actually report on their travels when they go back home. And the fact that we have come out so high on this means that all the workers in the industry in Jamaica have been doing a phenomenal job providing excellent service. And we, of course, have such wonderful attributes in the product in Jamaica.
Mr. Pennycook says the accommodations, culture, attractions, culinary selections, and warm-hearted people that Jamaica offers make each vacation unforgettable.
So a collection of things where our history, our heritage, our culture, and all of that tied in with great service from our tourism professionals in all respects, the airports, transportation, the accommodation sector, restaurants, etc.
President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Nicola Madden-Gregg, welcomes the recognition.
Well, we're extremely happy to see Jamaica move up to that position, and we know that we have one of the most wonderful products throughout the Caribbean, but definitely to be ranked in the world as a number three is a definite step in the right direction and a recognition of all the lovely natural and man-made assets that Jamaica has to offer, and of course its people.
Mrs. Madden-Gregg says the mandate of the JHTA is to foster both foreign and local benevolence towards the hotel and tourist industries, and to assist in promoting business for its members. Meanwhile, Mr. Pennycook says the plan is to further expand and grow the sector with the aim to become the number one tourist destination in the world.
We would certainly like to see the hotels do, and we're, from the tourist board and the ministry standpoint, we're encouraging them to do that, and that is to train their staff in multi-language skills. The reason that is so important is that we are definitely working on diversifying our source markets. Some of these countries that we're going to try to get business, speak a different language. So if we are successful in getting a lot of Latin Americans, for example, most of whom speak Spanish, then we want to make sure that when those clients get here, they can be serviced properly.
Director of Tourism, Paul Pennycook. Jamaica boasts a variety of accommodations for travelers looking for a memorable vacation, including boutique hotels, all-inclusive resorts, and welcoming villas. Last year, the country saw a record of 3.7 million visitors. Total visitors to the island in 2015 grew by 5.3% over the year before, with stopover arrivals increasing by 2.1% to 2.1 million travelers, while cruise arrivals rose by 10.2% to 1.6 million passengers. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. In our No Jamaica feature this week, we enjoy the serenity of Holland Bamboo in St. Elizabeth. Holland Bamboo is a 2.5-mile stretch lined with giant bamboo plants towering above the roadway, across and in the middle to form a shady tunnel. The avenue was established in the 17th century by the owners of the Holland Estate to provide shade for travelers. Join us again next time for another edition of Tourism Roundup. For producer Shanari Ferron, I am Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.